in the middle of all the negotiations that are going on to sort out Britain's place in Europe and, of course, all the rest of the bits and pieces, maybe we actually forget about the importance of good nutrition. Maybe we actually don't really think enough about the importance of cutting down the sugar, avoiding sugar. Sugar is the new nicotine, as we said. Who better to actually shed some more light on something which is probably even more important for our health and well-being than, in association with Pharma Nord nutritional supplements, the awesome Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, thank you. Mighty fine.
Wonderful. So where are you going to take us today? Is it going to be a case of, once again, we've got the battle against sugar being fought on all fronts?
Well, it's getting to the point where you would consider this discussion about sugar. It's becoming boring. But it can't become boring because it's affecting... The sugar is affecting younger and younger people. There was two particular things which you've already alluded to just now. The problem about sugar, and all the papers were carrying the article, the headline in the Daily Express was massively standing out. This was on the... Thursday, November the 22nd, shocking rise in child diabetes. And the Daily Mail, the same day, used practically the same words. Shocking rise in childhood diabetes. And he goes on to say that this disease, diabetes, is 10 times worse than feared amongst the young. Because we had been told that before this new data, the original data from the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health earlier this year, they were saying that paediatric, that's children diabetes level, that they were treating the units, the children's units, who were looking at children, helping children, treating children with diabetes, were treating only 750 people under the age of 25 with this type 2 diabetes. So we're talking about type 2 diabetes. There's type 1, which unfortunately is classed as an unfortunate disease, an autoimmune disease, where for whatever reason, the patient, the person's pancreas has been attacked by its own immune system, and it stopped making insulin. Insulin is the substance that helps to control our sugar levels, and it's made in the pancreas. And if the pancreas gets damaged by our own immune system by mistake, then the pancreas stops making this hormone, insulin, and we can't handle sugar. And the people, every day of their lives, have to inject insulin. So that's type 1. But this is talking about type 2. And that number of 715 people under 25 who were, according to the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health earlier this year, they'd said that paediatric diabetes, that's diabetes in children, in these units where they were seeing these patients, they were treating 715 children under the age of 25. But now the new heading is, and Britain's obsession with sugar and junk food has led to record numbers of children being struck down with type 2 diabetes. And it goes on to say, the latest figures reveal the shocking impact of poor diet, the impact it's having on health. And now it's jumped the number from 715. It's 7,000 sufferers now under the age of 25. This total is 10 times the number officially recorded as being referred to these specialist paediatric units. meaning the problem is significantly worse than first feared. A decade ago, 10 years, it says, no child had this life-threatening condition. And experts last night warned of a looming catastrophe, with tens of thousands of young people expected to be diagnosed as diabetics in the years to come. More than a third of children, it says, are leaving primary school overweight or obese. And the NHS consultant cardiologist, this famous heart specialist, and clean living campaigner, Dr. Asim Malhotra, said, these truly shocking figures reflect the gravest health crisis of our time, underpinned by a collective failure to give children the best start for a healthy life. This is due to a combination of factors, including government failing to protect the public from the deliberate targeting of children by the junk food industry. It's also a failure of Public Health England to acknowledge that type 2 diabetes is a condition of carbohydrate intolerance that can be reversed from eating a healthy diet. He said, I'm regularly giving dietary advice to my own patients suffering from weight problems and type 2 diabetes to cut out ultra-processed foods. Essentially, he says, that's anything that comes out of a packet and has five or more ingredients, then it should only be eaten as an occasional treat, perhaps once a week, not daily. And I myself have realized this word treat stands for terrible results eating all that sugar. TREATS. That's me, Dennis the chemist, have realized what those letters stand for in this word treat, which that's how we get away, and that's how the children con their parents and grandparents into giving them these cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits, and jam is 80% sugar, and marmalade is 80% sugar, and all the programs that are watched by millions, and they have competitions on baking, and they have champion bakers. And all you hear them saying when they're mixing these concoctions, which turn into lovely cakes, lovely treats, lovely biscuits, is, and they're using the word treats, and you see them put in 8 ounces of caster sugar, put in 10 ounces of Demerara sugar, everything's sugar. And we're watching these programs by the millions, and we're being told by the government the shocking rise in child diabetes. There's millions of diabetes. There's 4 million in Great Britain. And within 10, 15 years, it'll be over 5 million. There's only 65 million people on the island. You know, every 1 in 12 people will be diabetic. In one of my own pharmacy journals, the Independent Community Pharmacist Journal, there was an article, here's the headline, NHS to focus more on illness prevention. And it goes on to say, prevention will be at the heart of NHS long-term plan. Health and Social Care Secretary Matt Hancock told the annual meeting of the International Association of National Public Health Institutes. So So this seems to be an annual meeting, and in Great Britain, the Health and Social Care Secretary is a gentleman, Matt Hancock, and he's telling the annual meeting of the International Association of National Public Health Institutes. So this seems to be educating us that internationally, each country has a secretary for planning health and social care. And this meeting is talking about prevention, which is coming back to get rid of all this sugar and junk food and junk drinks and everything full of sugar. And they're adding fat and they're adding salt, too much salt. So he goes on to say in this article, NHS to focus on more on illness prevention. It says, the shift in healthcare focus is down to economics. And listen to this fact, listeners. In the UK, we are spending an unbelievable 97 billion, and a billion is 1,000 million. So it says we are spending 97 billion, that's 97,000 million pounds of public money on treating disease. And we only spend 8 billion preventing it across the UK. It goes on to say you don't have to be an economist to see those numbers don't stack up. Mr. Hancock said he plans to use new approaches like predictive prevention, which will explore how digital technology can be used to offer individuals precise and targeted health advice so they can take more responsibility for their own health. The plans will also focus on encouraging people to stay active. That's more exercise, just walking, just, you know, get more active, to stop smoking. There's still millions in England smoking. When you see the pictures on all the tobacco packets, 10, 20 cigarettes, showing cancer of the throat, amputated limbs, cancer of the lungs. I don't know how people can keep buying cigarettes when they're looking at these very vivid pictures, horrendous pictures, are on the cigarette packet. And words like, smoking kills, smoking causes cancer. So it says, we've got to promote stopping smoking, making a better choice for limiting alcohol, limiting sugar, limiting salt, and limiting fat. He says, the ultimate aim is for people to have 5 more years of healthy, independent life by the year 2035. Hancock's commitment comes after the autumn budget, when Chancellor Philip Hammond promised an extra £20 billion for the NHS over the next 5 years. So, where does this lead us when we talk about a Danish company called Pharmanord? Pharmanord, by Danish law, like all health-producing product companies in Denmark, in that country, the only one in Europe, where the laws of the land say that health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. And I came across this company nearly 30 years ago. And when I realized, as a pharmacist, that they were making their health products to pharmaceutical standards, that means all the 4 million prescriptions I have done in my pharmacy over the last 50 years and I know I'm giving out medicines made to pharmaceutical standards, that if I give out PharmaNord health products, they also are being made to pharmaceutical standards. They're not in bottles with screw caps. They're all in foils, like the majority of our medicine, and they're made to pharmaceutical standards. So this talk about prevention medicine leads into talking about PharmaNord products. And immediately, the one with the sugar story and diabetes, the horrors of diabetes, and this sugar problem of the sugar damaging the body can lead to blindness. There's more blindness in diabetic patients than any other illness. Also, we have macular degeneration, which is another cause of blindness. But diabetes is way up there, linked to diabetic retinopathy, which is the sugar damaging the retina of the eye. The retina is the screen of the eye. So if the screen is damaged by the sugar and the blood vessels are damaged, then the person is going to have failing eyesight, and it does lead to blindness. And so one of the products that PharmaNord markets is a harmless tablet called Biopicnogenol. Sounds like pick your dose, so you can remember it when you go in your pharmacy or your health food store and you want to ask for this Danish brand of Picnogenol. There are other brands, but this is made to pharmaceutical standards. And it's the most economic on the market anyway, economically on the price. And so that's the one to ask for. Biopicnogenol, PYCNOGENOL, Picnogenol. And that does help the blood vessels of the eye. It helps to protect them. And he even helps them to recover from the damage that sugar does. It helps it in the whole body, the whole circulation of the whole body. And another product which can help us with this horrendous sugar problem. And this product from PharmaNord really is at the forefront of quality. Because this product that I'm now going to mention is called BioGlucoControl, from the word glucose, controlling your glucose levels, which is glucose, the other name for sugar. And it goes on to say that in this product, BioGlucoControl, there are two ingredients. There's a purple, it's a capsule, you can give it to anybody over five. Well, we just read now, 7,000 children under 25 have got type 2 diabetes. And one in five children in our schools is overweight or obese. So this product with this extract of a berry, the berry comes from the mountains of Chile, and people have been eating it there for health reasons for centuries. So this berry blocks the pathway of turning carbohydrates into sugar, which is amazing. So when you eat bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, all these starches, listeners, all break down to sugar. And if you're eating too much bread, more than your energy requirements need, if you're not digging the road or chopping trees down or going to the gym and doing exercise, if you just keep eating and eating and eating, you will store sugar as fat. You will have a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin. And even if you don't drink alcohol, which is another big problem, as we know, with all the problems of drinking too much alcohol, which is leading, we read last week, to at least six major cancers are linked to having too much alcohol. The alcohol damages our body, and it's also, whether it's in beer or it's in wine, it's full of sugar. And I know it sounds like dampening the celebrations of Christmas, but when you see advertisements, like I saw one this week, it was on the drink Prosecco, which seems to have taken over the entire world. And there's more ladies drinking, especially Prosecco, than any other drink. And the advertising fraternity are really going for this Prosecco to get their sales. But it's just ruining the health, particularly of our ladies, because in ladies, it really is pushing them into higher levels of breast cancer. So in the adverts, you see words like, our Prosecco, this brand, has smooth bubbles, makes this an excellent wine to pair with your dinner. I mean, the advert is saying it has smooth bubbles. We know Prosecco is full of bubbles, but to put an advert in as if it's a wonderful thing, whatever smooth bubbles are. Another advert said, it has been producing, this particular company, sparkling wines in the hills of Venice for more than 100 years. And it goes on to say, you can expect fine bubbles. Once again, the selling ploy is discussing the bubbles. It says it's a great party fizz and a wonderful base for cocktails. Now they're telling you to add other stronger alcoholic products with more sugar. There's another one. Pear drops and sherbet sweets spring to mind with this good value supermarket fizz. Zesty lemon, delicate blossom is at the fore, and for the price, you can't really ask for much more. For the price, you're just drinking alcohol with sugar. I'll read the final one, another advert. This is another bottle which is crying out to be someone's gift. The wine itself is beautifully aromatic. And listen to this bit. The wine itself is beautifully aromatic. You'll detect blossom from the first sniff, followed by ripe fruit and fine bubbles. And aside from looking the part, the gold bottle, now they're singing the praises of the bottle. The gold bottle protects the wine from any light interference. They're saying that the average bottle is allowing light to pass through the glass. But this is a gold-coloured bottle, so it should remain perfectly fresh. Listeners, we're reaching a stage where we really do have to address the problem of protecting our health and move towards what we call the Mediterranean diet, where they do eat much more sensibly than we do in Great Britain. That product, the BioGlucoControl, the second ingredient, I said there was only two ingredients. There was the berry from the mountains of Chile, which stops the pathway of an enzyme called glucosidase from doing its normal job of breaking down starch into sugar. So now, if you take one capsule twice a day of BioGlucoControl, then that is helping to stop the starch breaking down to sugar. even if you wet it, you will poo it out. And on the journey through the 27 feet of your bowel, great less number of the starch will become sugar, which is wonderful. But the second ingredient is the mineral chromium. And chromium used to be, for the older listeners, what car bumpers used to be made of. And it seems you need 1/100,000,000th of a gram of chromium a day. And we don't get it from our food. So of all the different brands, we've now found that chromium picolinate, which is in many popular brands that people are buying, chromium picolinate is not good enough. It's only 12% absorbed. And firms using chromium chloride, that form is only 10% absorbed. But the Pharma Nord brand, the way they've made it to pharmaceutical standards, is 10 times better absorbed than chromium picolinate and chromium chloride. And in fact, EFSA, the European Food Safety Authority, called EFSA, E-F-S-A, they're the ones that make the rules for the whole of Europe. They have said that Pharma Nord's form of chromium is the only one they're recommending. They wrote a paper, a scientific paper, alluding to this fact that it's 10 times better absorbed. So what does the chromium do in a nutshell that's in this bioglucose control to help our children avoid becoming overweight and diabetic and all the horrors of amputations in later life and blindness and heart trouble and kidney failure? What does the chromium do? It's a pathway that I've met other chemists and doctors who've not heard of it, and the Japanese have discovered that the chromium allows you to make a substance called chromodulin. Chromodulin allows the receptor on our cells of our body to only allow the right amount of sugar to enter the cell, and that then, because it's the right amount, the brain is now told, I feel full, because you now make leptin, the hormone of satiation, the word that describes how you feel when you feel full. So when you take, as an adult, one bioglucose control capsule morning and night, or a kiddie over five, one a day, you're altering your whole body with respect to the sugar and what you're eating. It stops the brain wanting another Mars bar, which is 8 spoons of sugar, a Bounty, which is 7 spoons of sugar, a non-diet Coke can, which is 8 spoons of sugar. It's just ridiculous, the amount of sugar that we're getting. It's just unbelievable, the amount of sugar we are getting. In the 17th century, we got about 12 pounds of sugar a year from the food. By 1920 in America, it had jumped to about 40 pounds of sugar a year. And in 1990, which is 28 years ago, it had jumped to 100 pounds, nearly a hundredweight, nearly a sack of sugar a year.
Again,
no wonder we're all so ill.
And interesting enough, it's interesting, I was talking to a nutritionist who was saying that we do tend to have fashions and various other bits and pieces. A few years ago, it was obviously fat was all bad, and it's changing times. But you've raised some very, very interesting and important points there, scientifically backed. Dennis, are you going to be back with us again in the very near future?
Absolutely. We're saving lives, Alex, with these programs. Because these facts are true. I'm reading from newspapers and the Independent Community Pharmacist Journal, bringing your 12,000 pharmacists up to date. We really must do it.